agenda item number one, report and possible discussion on the General Manager CEO report presented by David Collingsworth, General Manager CEO.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
Had a good dinner last night. I hope those of you that stayed in town had a good night's sleep and are ready for an active day of work. My question to you this morning would be, how does drought end in Texas? It ends in flood. And to, as an old baseball player, to use maybe a poor sports analogy, if you're going to be a really good hitter, you got to practice. You got to practice all the time. Evidently, the Dodgers hadn't practiced enough because they were unable to do that. But it's always amazing to me how our staff deals with flood, because you don't get to practice. You get thrown in the grease, and you have to deal with very critical and sensitive issues. And the way they deal with that, from a PR strategy, from managing the reservoirs, from operating the gates, is, in my opinion, nothing short of spectacular. We had a lot of water flowing down the Brazos over the last week and a half. We've had enough water in Lake Granbury to have drained it and refilled it over five times. Mm-hmm. Over 700,000 acre feet of water. We could have drained Possum Kingdom and refilled it also. So it's an amazing amount of water. Our staff did a tremendous job in managing that. And again, I don't want you to think they don't practice. They do. But you don't get to hands-on operate and manage those dams until the time is right. And when the time is right, it becomes a critical operation. So kudos to all of you that had your hands on those operations. Job well done. It's operating a dam is a really unique business, and if you're not in the water business, it's kind of a foreign operation. So one of the ways that we're going to continue to answer questions and deal with the public that doesn't deal in our business on a daily basis is we're working now on a video that will go on our webpage, and it'll be an educational video to talk about how we release water, why we release water, when we release water. So it'll be something that homeowners, it'll be something that the media, it'll be something that interested folks can go and get more educated on why we do what we do and how we do it. So look for that. We'll send you a draft of that probably as we approach next summer. We'll be getting closer to having a draft of what that video looks like, but we're real excited to have that as an educational opportunity going forward. Our goal today is to be done about noon. We have a lot of exciting business to talk about and a lot of things to share with you. We've made a lot of progress over the last quarter on some of our risk assessment activities and looking at how we're going to manage projects going forward, how we're going to prioritize, how we're going to spend money going forward. We've kicked off our Tanner Gate project. We're real excited about that. Stantec, our engineering firm, has been at the lake and been doing some work, so we're moving that down the road. And obviously, as you can see walking in the business, we're kind of ready to evacuate tomorrow and finish our HVAC project. So we've had just a tremendous amount of activities going on in the last quarter, making progress with our projects. One thing that I did want to introduce to you, just going forward to the next board meeting, is that in future board meetings, we're going to take a little bit of time at each board meeting to walk you through and give you updates on some of our larger capital efforts. It gets kind of burdensome in my once a week email to you. So be looking for that at our next board meeting. We'll come in and we'll have some project managers and some folks stand up and really talk about things that we're doing with our wells, with our reservoir projects, and with our capital improvements. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn the meeting over to you, and let's get to work.
Thank you, David.